Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Holson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us. We have got a lot of stuff going on today. Tons of information, but good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you as well.
Don's here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Wow. That's crazy.
We're wrapping up the year on a strong note, man.
Yeah. I hope everybody had a good Christmas. You guys have a good Christmas?
Yeah.
Don?
You bet.
Yeah. Same here. Kind of did a chill environment, but nonetheless, that's nothing wrong with chilling at Christmas. And we've got a lot coming up in the show today. We're going to talk a little bit about Michigan firearms, how that harvest went. We're also going to talk about it, and we want to talk about last week, but we're going to get it in this week. A big drug bust happened a while ago on the Missouri River, and you got to hear the story because it's pretty incredible. One of those stories that you forget actually happened, Don. It's in the news, was in the news, and then nobody even realizes there was a possibility. So that and more when we return. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good to see you guys, as always.
Yes.
Good to be seen, I suppose, right?
Absolutely.
Well, over the weekend, a lot of big stuff happening. Of course, I'm one that has to bring this up, Don, as you're always the pained look in your face when I always do. There it is. That's that pained look.
Oh, are we talking about skiing again?
Hey, we have to bring it up. I mean, it's charging up for the season. But you guys, 41-year-old Lindsey Vonn took another third in downhill and a third in Super G. And she's actually a top or very close to the top of the standings in the speed events. It's crazy. 41-year-old, knee replacement, and she's still kicking the tail out of it.
I just hope she can make it to the Olympics.
She will. She's skiing much smarter. She's actually not doing much practice on the actual courses. She's spending more time physically with her trainer, and it's making for big changes in her skiing. She's able to stay on course in tough, high-speed situations that she couldn't carry. In other words, when you go so fast, Don, you get to a certain point where you may not be able to hold the line because of physicality. You may blow out, and that's one of the things she had in the problems in the past. So a lot of changes are coming her way, and lots of exciting things coming from Lindsey Vonn and the U.S. ski team. So a lot of
takes a lot of leg strength.
It really does. And we are in winter. This last week kind of made me kind of skeptical. Is it spring around here? Minnesota, yeah. We had crazy warm weather. And, of course, I think it's pretty much across the Midwest when I last looked at it. But temperature in the 40s, and we're starting to cool down, you know, for the weekend a little bit more. And it's going to be coming into New Year, it's going to be colder. But big problem right now is everybody's all charged up right after the ice show. Everybody really excited to get out there and do some ice fishing. And now it's becoming a bit of a concern that we're going to be back in that questionable ice conditions, Don.
Yeah. Be really, really careful.
Yeah. You know, we had cold weather, but then we had snow on top of that. And the northern part of the state kept getting the snow, not this weekend, the past weekend, they had snow again, I believe, and insulated the snow. And then you get the wet, the warmth puts water on the ice, and it does not make for good snow, and it's not good ice. And I think we're going to be in a situation where it really is going to be a challenge for a lot of the lakes that have depended on ice fishing.
Well, you can hope for clear ice, cold nights to make good ice. And when that pattern gets disrupted by a layer of insulation called snow, it changes what develops underneath. So cautious.
And it's a tough scenario, too, because it makes getting out on the ice in any vehicle, even a side by or 4x4, you know, small ATV, that can be challenging as well. So getting ice houses out, so it may curtail some of that early excitement that people had going onto the ice. And, you know, if they're looking at some different, you know, Mille Lacs was looking at some different, has some different bag limits coming for the winter. But I don't know, Don. I just foresee.
Have you ever seen one of these boats with the big saw blade on the back?
Of course.
Have you ever been in one?
No, never been in one, but I've seen them. They're pretty crazy.
Yeah.
You just see the Finnish guy?
It's probably safer. And anytime you got thin ice, you're in a boat. I don't know what happens if it all turns to water. You would putter pretty bad.
Row. Get the paddles out. Hey, it's like that broken chunk. Let me see. This is going to be entertaining getting this back on the water, getting back in the ice or into the water and going anywhere. Did you see there was a Finnish guy that, and of course, welcome to YouTube, the spiral and the black hole that you get into. Looking at the outdoors, you know, you have the guys that cut the circle in the ice.
Oh, yeah.
And then they put the trolling motor on one end and they have a carousel for,
There you control.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you can regulate your speed.
Yep.
Which is perfect. Just make it a really big circle for a bigger trolling swath. Yep. You're all good.
Yep.
Well, there was a guy in Finland decided to, I preface the story. A lot of Finns are not necessarily concerned about their own safety.
This isn't the chainsaw one.
Yeah. Well, the scenario is getting around on the ice areas, apparently in Finland, can be a daunting task. And this gentleman decided to use a chainsaw and a pair of ice skates. You put the chainsaw on the ice and you throttle up and it will pull you along the ice at whatever speed you set the throttle to.
What could possibly go wrong?
I think that's where they don't really care about their own safety. It's a matter of I just want to get point A, point B, and I'm just going to do this for.
I've seen that video, and he gets the motor pretty good.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And what I want to know is what happens if you hit a crack?
Yeah, well, you hope you can get out of the way of that chainsaw.
Is that like when you're shaving, you get a cut only a little bit more extensive?
Yeah. Could be your leg.
A close shave, your chin, or whatever else. Yeah. No. Anyway, don't try those things at home. Don't try them on the ice anywhere around here. We want safe. Be aware. Follow the ice safety that you've seen everywhere. We're not going to go through all that, but be aware. It's getting to be marginal conditions from this last week. Hopefully we can gain some ground in the upcoming weeks, but it's going to be a challenge, to say the least. We'll tell you what, we are going to be coming right back. We've got a couple of cool stories. We're going to be talking about Michigan firearms and what the firearm season was this year and a little bit about that drug bust that went on a number of years ago, but kind of a cool story nonetheless. Stay tuned for more Valley Outdoors coming right up.